Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another awesome edition of Life Coach Chat here on the Life Coach Radio Network. My name is Russ Terry. I'm the creator, executive producer, and sometime host here on the LCRN, as we call it. And today we are going to demonstrate life coaching for you. So if you've never experienced life coaching before, now is your chance to witness it. So my coach hosts and I are going to demonstrate it for you and then talk about it. And if you want free coaching, you can call in and get it too. So we have a very exciting show planned. If you want to call in, here's the number, 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. Without further ado, let me bring in my fellow coach hosts. Danielle Mercurio is the founder of New You City Coaching. As a personal life coach, she uses her own experience as well as intuition and wit to inspire city dwellers to find balance amidst the chaos, all while looking and feeling their hottest, most confident selves. She strives to help clients stop worrying about what other people think and start doing what they truly love. She lives in New York City, is a running and foodie enthusiast, and firm believer in living in the present moment. Danielle, congrats on your Life Coach Radio Network debut.
Woohoo! I'm so excited.
Well, I am so excited to have you and to be on with you for your debut. I know you are going to be fantastic.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
You're welcome. All right. And my other coach host tonight is Joanna Swift. Her first real job was pretending to live back in time 200 years ago. Her favorite part about it was the joy she got from the silliness of showing up to her 9-to-5 in a bonnet and puffed sleeves. Joanna's taken her love of imagination and created a coaching business working with women who feel old, dull, and burn out, and teaching them how to feel young and have fun again. Joanna, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Russ. It's great to be back.
It's great to be back. It's great to have you back. This is your second appearance, right, on the Life Coach Radio Network?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, first and second of hopefully many. Now, for those of you listening, we're going to get into the coaching now. You can also tweet us. Our handle is Coach Host Radio, Coach, C-O-A-C-H, Host Radio. So feel free to tweet at us, and we'll read your tweets on air. You can also join us in the chat room. Now, to get into the chat room, you have to have a Blog Talk Radio account, which takes a little while to sign up for. But once you're in, we'd love to hear from you. It'll be at the bottom of your page. Okay, so in this first scenario, I am going to coach Joanna, and Danielle is going to be the observer. And then after we're done, Danielle's going to share insights with you, the listeners, on the noteworthy things that happened. Coaching techniques, a shift that may have happened, the way I worded things, any active listening I did or follow-up questions I asked. And then we'll also get insight from Joanna on what it felt like to go through that coaching. All right. Sounds good. Joanna, you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. So what would you like to accomplish as a result of our coaching session today?
Well, that is a really good question, Russ. I would say what I would like to accomplish would be to have some really solid action plan for using social media to gonna become more visible as a coach on the internet.
Awesome. Okay. So using social media more. So let me start off by asking, what has been holding you back from using social media more to this point?
Well, I'm tempted to tell you that what's been holding me back is, like, you know, not enough time or not enough energy, but I think really those are just excuses that I have in my head. And I think really it's that I'm afraid of using a forum that I normally use just with my friends and family to, you know, transform my use of that to become professional. And I have seen people really leverage social media to their advantage in their business and, like, you know, get really huge really fast. And while that's attractive to me, it's also really frightening to me, you know, because I don't know yet what it's like to have an online business. My coaching business right now is very much not on the internet. And so the idea of transferring it to the internet is kind of overwhelming. And I'm not really sure where to start. And so I'm just, you know, stuck. There's like this stuckness all around me.
Okay. Well, the feelings of overwhelm that you're having happen to a lot of people when they have ideas for something new that they want to start, but they aren't sure exactly where to start, or they think they're not sure. So the feelings you're having are totally natural. What are you confident in as it relates to your use of social media?
Ooh, that's a good question. And because I've only ever used it just personally as a human rather than as a business owner, I'm really confident in my ability to write posts that make me laugh. I don't know if they make other people laugh, but I usually get feedback that they do. I love writing funny posts for my Facebook wall.
Awesome. I love it. It's a great feeling when we can make ourselves laugh, but when we can also mm-hmm. make others laugh too.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so good. So you're clearly talented in this area. So what are the first one, two, or three things that you could do to start yourself down this path of using social media to enhance your profile?
I think that the major thing is going to be consciously making the decision to shift from thinking of it as a scary chore and thinking of it as something fun instead, because it hadn't occurred to me that the reason that I use it in my personal life is because it's fun for me. In the aspect of, like, I feel that it's fun to put myself out there and to say funny things, to say insightful things just for my friends. So what if I use the same approach as a coach? I mean, that's kind of part of the thing about being a coach, is that the best coaches are just themselves, kind of amplified. So what if I just did that? Just made that
aspect. Wow. I think that's a fantastic idea. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's your level of readiness, with 10 being the highest, to make that shift from a chore to fun starting today?
9.5.
All right. I love it. So today is the 1st of June. Can it also be the first day of your social media awesomeness as it relates to your business?
Yes.
Okay. So one thing I like to do with clients is have them come up with an I am statement. So something that describes, okay, from this point forward, I am going to blank. So are you ready to come up with an I am statement for what you're going to do in this area?
Yes.
Okay. What is your I am statement?
From this point forward, I am confident in my ability to use social media to express myself and to express my business.
Mm, confident in my ability to use social media to express myself. I want to write this all down. Mm-hmm. To express myself, and what was the end part of it?
And to express my business.
And to express your business?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. How does it feel having just said that?
It feels really good because when I say that, I'm imagining that, I don't have to splinter myself into pieces. Like, I don't have to express some, like, business lady side of me that's not really me. You know, I get to express me as a business owner who's still me. And I understand me. I get me and I like me. So if I get to express me through my business, then that makes everything just feel so right.
Mm. I love it. All right, last question for you. What is the first action item you're going to take when we get off the show tonight?
I'm going to go on to my Facebook page for my business, and I'm going to post the link to the archive version of this show that we're doing right now.
Oh, I love it. That gives me chills, Joanna. Gives me chills. Awesome. All right. Well, we could go longer, but we're going to stop here just so that we can talk about it and move on to the other scenarios. Joanna, I'll give you a minute or two to dwell on what you just experienced. Danielle, let's bring you back in. So as an observer, somebody hearing that, regardless of the fact that you are a coach and you're a coach host, what did you think of that last 5 minutes or so?
I thought overall it was really empowering. I think the main thing that I saw just as an overall feel of it was Joanna's confidence levels shot up immediately. From the very beginning, she was talking about the fear she had around social media and, you know, her business. And a lot of times with our business, I feel that because there's money attached, because it's our career, things get a little scary and we feel like we have to do it a certain way. And when you were able to kind of take her a few steps back and she came to the realization that, you know what, my posts that I give to my friends can be exactly the same way in my business, and it doesn't mean that there has to be a change. There doesn't have to be a separation. They can be universal, and what works for me with my social life with my friends and family can sometimes also parallel my career. So I really loved seeing that shift that she made from the very beginning to the end, and kind of was able to see how, you know what, how easy it is and how equipped she already is to do what she needs to have the social media base for her coaching business.
And I love what you just said, that she is equipped to do what she needs to do, because so many people that we work with are so fully equipped to do what they want to do in life, and coaching just helps them get to that point where they feel comfortable doing it and they feel confident doing it. So, Danielle, for our listeners, what specifically is perhaps a technique I used or a question that I asked that you think is worth pointing out to them?
I think one of the major things that you did throughout the entire session was acknowledge her. You, right from the start, noticed what she was feeling, acknowledged that it was natural to feel the way that she was, and then throughout you just continued to let her know that what she was feeling was valid and the new thoughts that she was having were not only valid and relevant, but they were really inspiring and motivational as well. So I really liked the way you stayed with her and you were on her team the whole time and just really acknowledged how she was feeling. And you got to, you know, this is someone that you don't coach on a regular basis, and it felt like you were able to just pick up really naturally together. And I thought that was a really great skill that you used.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Anything else, Danielle, that you think is worthy of sharing before we go back to Joanna?
Yes, absolutely. The other thing that you did really well was accountability. I noticed that you used a couple times when you said, what are the first one or two things that we need to do to start? And you let her kind of take the time to brainstorm and then had her scale it down to how reasonable it would be and then created a time-oriented action plan for her to then utilize it going forward.
Love it. Excellent summary. Way to get all the key things that happened. Joanna, let's go back to you now. How did it feel being in that? as a coach, getting coached?
You know, it felt really good, and it always does. And I have to echo what Danielle said about in terms of the acknowledging that you were doing, Russ, of my emotions, especially the initial ones of fear and some anxiety. It's really normal for people to, you know, if they're in a position to be talking about what makes them fearful or anxious, to feel guilty about having those feelings and to feel shameful about sharing them. And having somebody on your team, like you were for me, who is able to see those feelings being expressed and is able to hold them with complete respect and to express the way that you see them, and you see that they're normal and that I'm not a freak for having them. You know, I'm not a failure for not knowing how to do this thing that I want to know how to do. I'm not, you know, unworthy in any way for having the experiences of the feelings, immediately creates a situation where I feel safe from that point forward telling you what I'm thinking about doing and what I'm feeling from that point forward. You know, it just completely sets the scene for a successful coaching session and coaching relationship. It made me feel really safe.
That's so awesome, and thank you for saying that. And I think if we were to continue to work together, the sky is the limit. And each session, there would be progress, and you would be further and further along in your goal to have the social media part of your business thriving, just like your personal social media use thrives.
Absolutely.
Good. All right, so we're going to move on now, but before I do, I just want to give out the phone number again. It's 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. If you want to get free coaching from us, we would love to hear from you. And also, you can hit us up on Twitter, Coach Host Radio, Coach Host Radio, or say something in the chat room. Okay, so now I am going to get coached by Danielle, and Joanna is going to be the observer sharing insights with you afterward. So, you ladies ready to switch roles here?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go. Danielle, I am ready.
Okay, great. So, Russ, tell me, by the end of our brief session together right now, what would you like to walk away with?
I would like to walk away with a shift in the following area. So, as you two know, because you interact with me regularly, I have a lot going on, my life coaching business, running this radio network. I also have a couple side gigs, a busy personal life, and I've always been a little bit scatterbrained, but lately it has become worse. So last Wednesday, I left my glove at my softball game at Central Park here in New York City, which, you know, leaving something somewhere in New York City is, you know, you can basically kiss it goodbye. And then Thursday, the next day, I ordered movie tickets for Friday night in New Jersey. They have these dine at movie theaters, which my friend and I were so excited to go to. So I bought the tickets Thursday night. When we got there on Friday here, I had bought them for Thursday instead of Friday. So it was supposed to be the 7 o'clock show. The Hangover 3 was sold out at that theater the rest of the night. We had to try to find other theaters to use the passes that they gave us at. It ended up being 11 o'clock by the time we finally got to see it. So it just made for something that could have been awesome, much less than awesome, because we had to really work hard to make it happen, and then it was a lot later at night. And then the last airheaded thing was the next day, Saturday, I went to the store to buy a few things, and I left the bag with all the things I had just bought on the counter, and some little girl had to run out after me and say, sir, you forgot your bag. So So the fact that those three things happened right in a row really indicated to me that I need and want to make a shift.
Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing all of that with us. And I want to say that... Oh, sure. And I want to say that I know that I think for you, you are the type of person that you thrive off of keeping busy. I think no matter what, I think you'll always be the type of person to take on a lot at one time and thrive while doing it. It's part of your nature and who you are. But I think at the same time, there does need to be some kind of balance because clearly it's starting to get into your personal life, into little things where it doesn't normally happen and you're like, what's going on here? This is like totally misaligning with me. I'm having these weird moments where I'm just like, oh, again? And I can absolutely see how that can be frustrating for you.
Yes, very, very, very frustrating. And, you know, it's frustrating. It costs me more money. It takes up time. It's embarrassing. And it's taking away from the great life that I am living and that I aspire to live to.
Absolutely. And it's great that you're acknowledging, though, and aware that this is going on and this is how you're feeling and that you're ready to make some kind of change so that this doesn't continue going forward.
Yes. Yes. I'm ready for change.
Great. So with that being said, what do you think is the first thing that you could work on to make this better?
You know, I think when I'm in the moment doing something, I really have to be in the moment doing it and try to remove all the other things that are going on in my mind that are good. You know, if we look at the softball glove example, I walked away without it, even though I was just at the softball game, and I didn't put it with my stuff, which would have helped me remember it. With the bag at the store, all I had was my phone, my wallet, my keys, and the bag. And I went there specifically for the bag. So having forgotten something at where I was, basically what I went for, is frustrating, as I said. And I think I need to, when I'm doing something or at somewhere, really concentrate on, okay, this is what I'm doing. Knowing that I'm forgetful, do I have everything before I leave? Asking myself that, do I have everything before I leave? Everything that I came here with and for.
Absolutely, and I think that's a really great conversation to have with yourself when you're having these moments because, again, like you're saying, I'm sure you have all these great ideas swimming around your head and you're so excited about them all, and then it's bringing you away, though, from the present moment, and it's making you do these things where you're just like, oh, and then you're beating yourself up and just wondering why you're doing it. So I think what you, the approach that you had is taking yourself to the present, this is what I'm doing right now, and so that you can really do the best you can in that situation and not kind of do these quote-unquote airhead things, as you had called them. So what would be the first step that you would need to do to implement this process?
That's a good question. So if I think about it, okay, tomorrow I have some things I want to do in the morning. I want to run to the bank. I want to run to the store to get a new high-quality speakerphone so that when I'm on these radio broadcasts or my coaching sessions, I can be on the speakerphone and still have high-quality sound coming through. So I think just in that example, to make sure that, okay, I bring the stuff I need to bring to the bank, I leave with the stuff I need, and then at the store, I buy the stuff I need, and I leave with the stuff I need.
And that's really great. And how, you know, saying all those things, knowing that this is what you need to do, how true do you really think that you can implement this, that is reasonable?
I think I can. Certainly time will tell, and I've been challenged in this area before, but just never to this extent. So I think if I can go, you know, certainly I've had those three examples in a span of 4 days. If I can go a week, a few weeks, a month, a couple months with either no airheaded things happening or significantly reduced airheaded things happening, I think this will be a success.
Absolutely. And I really like that you said time will tell, because I think that's so true. The thing is that you can't cure this whole process overnight. And like you said, there's always going to be moments in your life where you do have that, oh, I can't believe I did that. And so I think the fact that you know that you need to be patient with yourself and that this process is going to take a little bit of time to implement, but that it will get stronger, is a really valuable thing to know and to have that awareness with you while you continue to try to implement this.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. So given this first step that we have, tomorrow you have your errands with the bank and going out trying to get that great new speakerphone so that you can make our radio experience even better, how do you feel about this new setup?
I feel better. I have a smile on my face and a calmness to myself about it. And I like what you said about, I can't remember your exact words, but me making progress in this area. So I'm optimistic that I can make progress in this area, that I can be more present in the things that I'm doing and reduce or eliminate my absent-mindedness.
Wonderful. And I have to say, when you said you had a smile on your face, that just brought one to me as well. So it's so nice to hear you say that.
You're welcome. Yay.
Yes, it's what we all strive for, right? So
yeah.
I just want to say that I think you have set yourself up for a really great new path with this experience and trying to implement new ways so that you can be more aware of what you're doing in the present moment to help keep your mind clear and in what you're doing and knowing that everything will get done. You don't have to think about it all the time.
Yes. Yes, you hit the nail on the head. Exactly.
Okay, great.
All right. Whew, that felt good.
I'm gonna take
a break and breathe it all in. So, Joanna, why don't you share with our listeners key points from your standpoint that just happened?
I would love to. So I'm just going to take a second and look over some of these notes here that I took. One of the things that I loved was the way that Danielle was really good at mirroring back to Russ what she was hearing. And this is a really important skill for a coach to have. It allows the client to know that they're really being heard by somebody, by that person who is on their team, that you know, personal team member is listening and is really hearing. And also, when that happens, it gives the client room to be able to modify or correct what they're saying. You know, you might not always, and I didn't hear this happen this time, but sometimes you'll hear the coach say something back to you and realize, oh, that's not what I meant when I said that. And so mirroring things, when the coach mirrors back, like Danielle was doing so well, it gives the client room to say, oh, you know, I thought that I was saying one thing, but you're hearing something else, so let me just correct what you're hearing so that we're totally on the same page. And that's really awesome. I also loved the way that Danielle was very, very good at, in such a short amount of time, asking for us to start coming up with really concrete ways of working with his, as he referred to it, airheadedness, the forgetfulness, forgetfulness around being present in the moment. So that can sometimes, that sort of thing can feel kind of nebulous. And Danielle was really good at asking for concrete, you know, what's the first step that you're going to use to work on making this better? Now that we have some information about that, what's your first step towards implementing that? Really concrete, you know, what are you going to do to make the change that you just said you wanted actually happen? You know, you could make this as soon as tomorrow, which is what Russ was talking about. And I heard in Russ's voice when they started talking about that, it's almost like the shift happened right at the time when he realized, wow, I could start doing something about this concrete tomorrow, and it doesn't have to be this thing that's standing in my way. And I loved that. I really did hear the shift happen right there.
Yeah, and I felt like I had a shift, and that's what I wanted to happen, and it did happen. I know from my standpoint as the client, I really love that Danielle used the word patient to describe what I said about the next steps in moving forward. I didn't use the word, but she did, which I love that she paraphrased what I said and used the word patient, because I hadn't thought of myself as being patient with this. So her pointing that out really helps me. Okay, Russ, it's going to be all right. Be patient with yourself. This is going to be a process. If you have slip-ups here and there, that's okay. But it really helped me have that sense of calmness that I had by the end. So thank you, Danielle. Great job.
Oh, you're welcome. And I have to say, if anything, you have another slip-up, I think it makes for a really great story. So you always have that going for you no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. All right, well, another great coaching scenario. We're at the bottom of the hour, so I just want to tell everybody about the next few shows coming up here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Tomorrow night, Sunday, June 2nd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, I am back on the air with the authors of the book You Matter. It's a simple statement, but few people truly recognize the gifts they possess. You Matter helps everyone realize why they matter. The authors use 7 practices that call people to put their faith, any faith, doesn't have to be religious, into action. They help readers uncover the roadblocks in their way. They help us live a life with purpose. That's tomorrow night at 8:30 here on the Life Coach Radio Network, 8:30 Eastern. Then Monday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. Eastern, join Style Coach Tiffany Dixon on her next episode of Me Optimized. Oh, this is such a good episode. It'll be a detailed tutorial of identifying your body type. We saw that episode on Oprah, and now you'll have it on the radio. Tiffany says, once we figure out if you're an hourglass, a pear, an apple, a newspaper, or a lamp, which I don't even want to know what all those shapes are exactly, we'll go over the ABCs for each body type, accentuate this, balance those, and camouflage that. That's the next episode of Me Optimized, Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, and then Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. One of the most popular songs of Whitney Houston's career, she sang that learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. Tuesday at 9, our next episode of Life Coach Chat. Coaches Barb Hetzel, Dexter Cicero, and Tim Billiter discuss the importance of self-acceptance and the role it plays in learning to love oneself. All great stuff for you here on the Life Coach Radio Network. All right, so we have one caller. The caller has not pressed 1 yet. So, caller, if you want to be coached, then press 1, and we will get to you after our last coaching scenario. Thank you for calling in. Sometimes people call in just to listen over the phone, which people certainly can do. Also, we have a lot of people in the chat room, so thanks for all of that. And if you have any questions, fire away at us. All right, so now is our last scenario. Joanna is going to coach Danielle, and I'm going to be the observer. Joanna, take it away.
Awesome. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Joanna.
Hey. So I'm wondering, what would you like to walk away with by the end of our short session this afternoon?
Okay, so I would like to walk away with the ability to feel confident when I have to say no to someone. So basically what I mean by that is, my coaching career is really taking off and it's thriving and I love working on it. I love living here in the city and I love having my, social life with my family and my friends, and clearly I just love to be busy and it's part of how I thrive. Though at the same time, I feel that sometimes I can get very distracted and I have a hard time deciding what the appropriate next action to take. So what I mean is, I may have already booked ahead of time, okay, Tuesday night I'm going to be working on my blog and, I'm going to be working on, my social media updates with my Twitter and my Facebook feed. And then I may get an invitation to go to so-and-so. And in my gut, I'm saying, no, like, you want to be at home, you want to be working on these, things for your coaching. But then the other part of me is like, well, I don't want to tell this person no, and then what if, then all of a sudden this person just thinks I never want to go out. And, of course, then my head goes into all of these crazy spin thoughts. So I just want to learn to develop a way to just kind of stay true to my schedule and feel confident about saying no and not really worry about what the after effects may be.
Mm. Great. Awesome. So can I tell you a little bit about what I'm hearing here?
Sure.
Awesome. So what you and I know that the listeners might not know is that this is our first time coaching together.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing just from what you only said there is that you place a lot of value on your business and you place a lot of value on your social life.
Hmm.
How true would you say that is?
That's absolutely true. I feel like they both hold a big place in my heart.
Okay, great. Thank you for confirming that. And so I totally see exactly why it would feel like such a difficult conflict when you have to make a decision for one over the other. That sounds like there's a little bit of push and pull maybe right there?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I feel like in the moment.
Okay. Got it. And what else would you like to say about that?
I'd like to say that, well, the more I think about it, I actually really like the way you said push and pull, because that is how I feel in the moment, but then, and I feel like I'm the type of person, when I'm told something, I have that kind of direct intuitive hit of what I need to do next. And then instead of going forward with that, I'm kind of like, well, let's explore another option or another realm, instead of just kind of going with it and moving on and actually not wasting more time, to be honest. So it kind of makes me feel that I need to understand that my business and my social life both hold value to me, and that knowing that when I'm put in a certain situation, know that I will trust my whatever feeling it is accurate and is true, and to be okay with that, to know that I'm kind of making a decision in the best of my ability.
Great. So what is it that usually gets in your way of trusting that intuitive hit that you usually get that feels right to you in the moment?
I think it's that... I think sometimes it comes down to my own self-perception or just not wanting to miss out on anything. I guess it's that feeling of wanting to be able to do it all, even though I know that I can't.
Right. So you're not wanting to miss out on the business or on the social life. And you know that you have to make a decision one way or the other in each moment. How correct does that sound?
That's definitely accurate.
Okay, great. So what would it be like for you in that moment? And I'm just curious, what does it feel like to imagine saying no when you know what it is you really are wanting? What your priorities are at that moment?
You know what? It's interesting because in my whatever I make up with my mind first, say I'm saying no and or yes, or say I'm making that decision, whatever it may be, I'm usually okay with it. But I think when I have to tell somebody else, that's where I get a little weird. Like when I have to actually tell someone no because I don't want to disappoint anyone, and I don't want to, you know, be like, oh no, I can't, or be that person to not be part of whatever it is that I may have been invited to. So I may feel okay with, you know what, I am actually okay with not going out and staying home and working on my business, but then I don't feel great about having to tell so-and-so.
Okay. So what's the time that you're comfortable sharing where you said no to somebody and you didn't get the result that made you feel good?
Where I didn't regret?
Where you got results that you were uncomfortable or unhappy with?
I mean, I guess it hasn't really happened that often. I think really what I'm feeling from all this right now is that I'm just kind of playing up an unnecessary story in my head.
Got it. And that can definitely happen. Like, you're really not alone there. It's really, really normal for us to have stories that we tell ourselves that may not even have a grounding in our own history, but that take on a life of their own and make us feel things very strongly and then make decisions based on those feelings.
Yeah. definitely.
So what's another way of looking at your decision-making process?
I think knowing that what we had talked about initially, that the fact that my business and my social life hold a pretty high value to me, and knowing that they both are so equally important in a lot of ways, that when I make a decision, I can feel comfortable with that because I know that I have to keep a balance within the two. And as long as I feel like I'm staying within balance of both and giving both the time that they need, I can be okay with saying no to one or the other if I need to, because I feel like I'll have a good handle on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what do you think is something that you could do starting today or tomorrow even, that can really make that new way of looking at it more solid?
I think it would be really helpful for me to just sit down and, like, I usually do my schedule every week, but I don't really look at it from a balance perspective. So I think it would be really great, like, tomorrow when I work on my schedule for the week, to actually look and see how much is business involved and how much is socially involved, and kind of see, is one heavier than the other or is one not, and just kind of get a feel for how that is. And I think that'll give me a better sense of how to implement it, and then not to feel guilty if, you know, I'm have to say no to something because I know that I need to do the other aspect.
Wow, that's awesome. So you're using some of the things that we've discussed here to kind of help map out a concrete way of looking at your time.
Yeah.
and your values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. And how does that feel?
It feels really good. I think I'm very happy with this idea. So, no, it feels like a great way for me to manage what I initially was trying to deal with.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the privilege of talking to you about that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for just diving right in with me on it. I appreciate it.
Totally.
Great job, ladies. So, listeners, we'd love to hear what you think about what just happened. I'll tell you what I think. I really like, Joanna, that you started the session with, what do you want to accomplish in our session today? And I know all three of us agree on this, but this is very important. Coaching is not just talking. It's a discussion that's intended to lead toward a transformation. And asking this question helps both coach and client be accountable for a goal in every single session. People are paying us for us to coach them. And we as coaches want to make sure you, the listeners, you, our potential clients, know that we want to make sure you feel like you are going to get your money's worth every single time you talk to us. So I'm really glad you started with that, Joanna. I think it's so incredibly important. The other thing I really like that you did is asking open-ended questions, which a lot of us do, but one specifically, what's another way that you can look at what you're talking about? So you really forced her in a beautiful, nice way to have a new perspective on the thing that was stressing her out. So it's just such an excellent question. What's another way that you can, you know, and you continued with your question. So I think that was really excellent. Danielle, what did you think as the client in this scenario?
Oh, I absolutely love the way that Joanna set it up. I think she has really great non-judgmental energy, so I felt really comfortable right away, which I so appreciate in a coach. And I really like how we got to the kind of the root of my issue really quickly, in that I never really looked at my business and my friends and my family kind of, I didn't realize that they all just kind of are housed in the same area of my heart, if you will. And when I kind of looked at it that way, it just made things into a new perspective for me. So I really like how she just opened my eyes to another way of viewing what was going on, as opposed to the way I was viewing it, where there was more anxiety. And she kind of made it more of a, almost like a love or just more positive, and I really appreciated that, and it really gave me the space then to make decisions accordingly, because I was doing it from a place that was more pure as opposed to a place that was more stressed.
I love it. Good. All right. So, listeners, hopefully you have a great idea now of what life coaching is. We're going to spend the last 15 minutes talking about the 12 areas that we work with clients on. So the first 45 minutes was examples of the shifts, so three specific examples. Now we want to tell you about all 12 areas briefly, and then we'll delve into a few of them a little bit. So this Wheel of Life that has all these areas, it was developed by the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. That's where all three of us got our training. And the CEO of the school, Bruce D. Schneider, developed it, developed nine of these, and then we have added three more. So get your pens and pencils out. I'll say these a couple times so you can write them down. But the 12 elements on the Wheel of Life are family, fun and enjoyment, intimate relationship, both with yourself and with a partner, health, nutrition, and exercise, time management, volunteering and giving back, personal development, spirituality, not necessarily religion, but understanding that you're here on this earth for a reason and everything happens for a reason, physical environment, social relationships, personal finance, and career. I'll say those again one more time. Family, fun and enjoyment, intimate relationship, health, nutrition, and exercise, time management, volunteering and giving back, personal development, spirituality, physical environment, social relationships, personal finance, and career. So now that we've talked about or identified those 12, Joanna, let's go to you first. Which of those is the most compelling for you?
Definitely fun and enjoyment. That's my favorite one.
I love it. All right. Why?
Well, I know that when I'm having fun and enjoying myself, and what I love about this one is that you can experience fun and enjoyment in every single one of the other, like, wedges of the wheel. I'm looking at a diagram that looks like a pie chart with, you know, 12 equal wedges. Fun and enjoyment, I feel like when I'm doing each of these areas of life well, I'm having fun with them and I'm enjoying them. So for me, fun and enjoyment isn't only about going for a hike. It isn't only about spending the evening with my closest friends. It isn't only about, you know, laughing so hard that I have tears running down my face. It's about living in a way where I'm balanced. In my, you know, Danielle and I were just talking about balance. When I'm feeling really balanced, I feel like I can breathe. And that fun and enjoyment are infused in everything that I do. It makes me so joyful, and it makes me, you know, want to jump out of bed in the morning and start my day because my day is going to be so fun. And as well as, you know, experiencing fun and enjoyment everywhere in life, I love setting aside time specifically for fun. So, you know, going on that hike with my best friends while laughing so hard there are tears rolling down my face. I cannot imagine anything better.
And I love when you can attack's a bad word, but achieve something in multiple parts of the Wheel of Life at the same time. So fun and enjoyment and social relationships, you just mentioned, doing something fun with your friends. And I personally love fun because so many people don't think about it or don't concentrate on it. They're just going to work and busy raising the kids and trying to get a little time with their partner, and there's no time for anything other than all the activities in their life, most if not all of which are not so fun. So I think we as coaches really enjoy making people stop and think about whether or not they're having as much fun as they would like in life, and if not, what they can do about it.
Absolutely.
Good. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, go for it, yeah. Were you going to say something?
yeah, I was going to make a little connection between fun and health. When we're enjoying our lives, when we're having fun, we start to feel great physically as well, and we can achieve more physically. So it's beneficial for our health to set aside time for increasing health, fun and enjoyment.
Oh my gosh, so true, so true. Excellent insight, thank you. Danielle, which of these areas is most compelling to you?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a big fan of the Wheel of Life, and I think what I love is that everyone's answers are always so unique when I do it with my clients. It's always something different, and it just always fascinates me that there is such a range that people don't always just seem to go to the same thing, and I love that, and I just love that it reflects the variety of life, if you will. So for me, though, personally, what I love is the personal development spirituality side, and I'm a huge self-help book junkie. It's kind of crazy how much I can read those books, but I just eat them up and I love it. And I find that they connect very much. And I find for me, they're the basis for who I am now and the start of my personal journey, if you will. I feel that for, a couple years back when I was starting my own personal journey and getting to know myself, spirituality played a big part. And again, like you said, it doesn't have to particularly be religious. It's just understanding that there is something that is out there, and it can be whatever you want it to be, but if it's something that you can feel within you that can inspire you and to be there to encourage you, I think it's so compelling, and I think that it can then turn you into the person that you truly are meant to be. I think they can work hand in hand to help kind of identify who that inner person within you is if you take the time to give yourself the space to just grow and listen to who you are. You can make so much progress, so many revelations, and really move forward with your life, and there, in turn, work on all these other aspects of the wheel. For me, if I didn't really take that personal development part, I would not be a coach right now. By taking the time to get to know who I was, I can now take the time to help others get to know who they want to be. Same with everything, even my personal finance. By knowing myself better, I can pay my bills a lot faster than I did before, because I was just like, I don't know what tomorrow is, so maybe I'll mail the check, maybe I won't. So it just kind of all goes hand in hand for me, and I really enjoy that. And again, though, I just really have a deep relationship with the personal spiritual aspect of it all.
What was the biggest breakthrough that you've had in that area?
The biggest breakthrough, I think, for me was when I had started meditating, and the first time that I sat down on the cushion, and I do a more mindful base where it's not everyone kind of has a different idea of meditation. With some people think it's chanting, some it's you're sitting in a position particular way. But I had just taken the moment to actually just sit with myself as I was, who I was in that moment, and for the first time, I actually felt my mind and my body connect. I actually felt what my body felt like to my mind, and vice versa. And once I had that understanding and that synchronicity, it was so powerful that it gave me the strength that I needed to keep going and to keep exploring and to keep discovering myself. So that was just something that's always been very valuable to me, and something that I'll never forget, that moment that really helped me turn into where I am right now.
I love it. I want to meditate more, so perhaps if you were to coach me again, we could talk about that.
Absolutely. I would love to do that with you.
Awesome. I think for me, the thing that I really like on the Wheel of Life is volunteering and giving back. And many of us do it, but not everyone does it. And I think volunteering is such an incredible thing because, A, you're helping someone or something, but B, you feel so good about volunteering. It just feels good to donate your time and help in some small way make the world a better place. So by making sure that it's one of the 12 things that we focus on, it can really help. We as coaches can help our clients focus on this area, and then in turn, that makes the world a better place. So I really love the volunteering and giving back piece. One that I've just started working with people on recently is the physical environment. So this can be anything from the city that you live in. I've had clients who want to move to a different city, whether it's in the U.S. or in another country. It can also mean the specific home that you're living in. Maybe you want to buy a place and you need to save money for that. And that, of course, talks about personal finance. Maybe it's just moving apartments within a particular city. It's also, there are so many more people who are entrepreneurs and working from home these days, so your work environment when you're in your physical environment. And the cleanliness of your home. There are so many people that spend their weekends cleaning their home when maybe they could afford to have somebody come in and clean. That might not be the right thing for everyone, but to get back to Joanna's point about fun and enjoyment, you could have more fun if you focus on maybe your personal finance so that you can afford to perhaps pay somebody to clean your physical environment. So all of these, as we said, are really intertwined. And I just love doing a Wheel of Life session with a client where we assess where they are from 1 to 10 on all 12 of these. And then assuming that we're working together for a long time, looking back at it, 3, 4, 5, 6 months later and seeing where they've shifted and how they've hopefully improved as a result of us working together. So our time together is almost over. Darn, time flies when you're having fun. This was such a great broadcast, and I'm so glad that I got to do it with each of you. Joanna, any final thoughts from you on either coaching or the Wheel of Life?
Well, yeah, I guess that the last thing that I would like to leave with is the power of coaching really comes from the alliance between the coach and the client. When you have two people who are teaming up with the same goal of the client reaching their highest potential, the two of you can absolutely move mountains together, and it's one of the most beautiful relationships that I've ever had the privilege of witnessing and being a part of.
That's awesome. And if people heard you, Coach Danielle, tonight and want to get in touch with you to maybe coach them, how can they do so?
Well, that's a great question. I would like to offer my Facebook page for my coaching business, which you will begin to see posts on as early as this evening. My Facebook page can be found at www.facebook.com/imaginationlady. And I would love it if our listeners would head on over to my Facebook page and give me a like so that my posts can show up in your news feed. And you should be seeing posts from me as we worked on today. That should be forthcoming imminently. So again, that's facebook.com/imaginationlady, all one word.
I love it. Well, I will certainly go on and like your page. And
Thank you.
Your coach for those 5 minutes, I am so honored that that's the note that you want to leave people on tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Danielle, final thoughts on coaching and or the Wheel of Life from you.
Yes. So, Joanna, I just love what you just said about coaching. It's so beautiful, and it just reminds me of why we do this. It's such just an incredible process for someone to really take the time to work with someone who is so just pulling for them and so ready to see someone else grow and change and evolve and really start their personal journey and to just live. And even if it's something really big like changing a career or something really small by, you know, just learning how to, you know, organize your bathroom cabinet, it doesn't really matter. It's all about learning how to take steps to move forward, to be more productive, to be more in the moment and just really living and finding your place. Where you can feel your truest self. And I really do love that about coaching. So it's just great to hear you talk about it as well. And I will definitely be liking your Facebook page and checking for statuses as well. And then as far as my own contact information, if you'd like to reach out to me and learn a little bit more about New You City Coaching, we have a Facebook page as well. The handle is New You, so it's Facebook / New You City Coach. And that's the same for my Twitter as well. So it's twitter.com/newyoucitycoach. I'm also found on LinkedIn, and my blog site is newucitycoach.wordpress.com. So if you go to any of those sites, they all kind of interchange and link to each other. So I would love to hear from you and discuss anything further. And also, again, thank you, Russ, for leading our session tonight.
You're welcome. It was so great working with both of you, and I'm so excited that we got to work together. There are 26 of us here at the network, so not all of us get to work with each other. So whomever I get to work with, I always count it as a blessing, and I'm grateful for it. So thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
All right, and if people... Oh, you're welcome. If people want to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, RussTerryLifeCoach.com. That's RussTerryLifeCoach.com. Or email me, Russ at RussTerryLifeCoach. That's Russ at RussTerryLifeCoach. You can also see links on my website for my Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, etc. And one more time, I just want to remind everyone of the next three shows that we have here on the Life Coach Radio Network tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, I interview the authors of the book, You Matter. It's a simple statement, but few people truly recognize the gifts they possess. You Matter helps everyone realize why they matter. Tomorrow night at 8:30 Eastern, then Monday night at 8 Eastern, Tiffany Dixon is a style coach, and her next episode of Me Optimized, a detailed tutorial on identifying your body type. Oh my God, I can't wait to hear that episode. And then Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of Life Coach Chat, the show you heard tonight. It's on the importance of self-acceptance and the role it plays in learning to love oneself. I love it. Hey, we'd love to hear feedback from you. So if you want to share feedback with us, when you're on the blogtalkradio.com website, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. That's Life Coach Radio Network, all one word. And when you're on that page, you'll see there's a follow button under our Blog Talk Radio icon. So if you click on the follow button, it'll then have you follow us, and then you can send us a message. So we would love to get your feedback, positive or constructive, things you want to hear more of on the network, things you really liked, etc. We would love to hear from you. We've gotten some emails so far, so feel free to follow us. The follow button is right under the Blog Talk Radio picture icon on the Life Coach Radio Network homepage at blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Russ Terry for Danielle Mercurio and Joanna Swift. Thank you so much for listening, especially on a Saturday. And we hope to have you tune in for many more episodes here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Have a great night, everyone.